So what you think if I told you I want you all to be ripe right now? Ripe and ready for anything and everything. And that's what we're talking about continuously. This is the last of the series of being ripe. And as we have up above, of course it isn't, even though we have a lot of people who go to the co-op, it is not about not using deodorant because it has aluminum in it. It is. And I'm not saying anything because I understand that, because I use deodorant without aluminum, so I understand the cause. But we're talking about a spiritual maturity. We're talking about, as most of you, I believe, remember from our last two talks. And, you know, by the way, hi, YouTube. I apologize. I keep forgetting to say hi and making sure that you know. We have a significant amount of you looking at us every week, so thank you. So as you and you might remember that we have been talking about how in the Bible there is, I'm sorry, I'm chuckling because everyone's kind of like, I'm so distracted so easily sometimes. So we're talking about, and that's the right thing. So we're talking about in the Bible how in Aramaic, which is the language of Jesus, that it isn't about being good, it isn't about being evil. We remember that Jesus is Jewish, was Jewish, and that he didn't make up Christianity, it was Paul. And as a Jewish rabbi, it would have behooved him, it would have been within him to not think of an original sin because it was directly opposing to Judaism, that whole concept of original sin. I also point out the whole making of that we are original blessings. And I get that coin from a defrocked, rebellious former, I think he was a Episcopalian something, but anyway, he was high up there, enough there to get into the popedom. Italy. Vatican, thank you, guy. Thank you all. To get into the libraries of the Vatican and to get a lot of juicy information. And within that juicy information in the Vatican and in many of the secluded and sacred libraries, he found all this information of which he decided to give to all of us and let us know the truth, which is why he was defrocked, which is why I love him. He's the man. And that would be Matthew Fox, the spiritual enlightened person. And so we are, at our core, innately, original blessings. This whole thing about our souls and our beings being sinful, thanks to Adam biting off an apple, forget about it. That was the well, forget about that as well. But he gave it to Adam. Thank you, guys. I know there was some biting of an apple with Adam. They both shared in it. You know, and if we're going to go there, it is our feeling, the man and the female, is our intellect taking form supposedly of something that is not the truth of it. And it's the female, the feeling. It's the intellect and the feeling that is not taking form in its rightness, in its ripeness. And from there, we're talking about how immature they were, not how evil or bad. And so when we go into the New Testament, this language of which Jesus spoke, we are now looking at more and more the Aramaic translations and utilizing that very juicy, very open and broad translations, not just the singular translation that we get from the Greek, but the broad translations to realize that within each and every one of us, we are not evil. We are either mature or immature. We're either ready or not ready to receive the truth to evolve. And the question was, well, how do we get ready? Well, we use the teachings of the Beatitudes. We use the example of the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave to the original four of the disciples. Now, we learn in our own Christianity that the Beatitudes, these principles, these rules that Jesus is teaching, is a way to get us into heaven. Now, we hopefully you realize that here in Unity, we don't think of heaven in that painting where we're reaching out, trying to touch God, and God is straining to touch us. That isn't it. Heaven, God, all of greatness is here right now. Most importantly, it's here right now in each and every one of us. And so the ability to get to heaven is a choice, whether you are ready to be ripe or unripe, mature or immature. It isn't a bad or a good thing, it just is. And so it's time for us to stop with this guilt trip that we have been laid upon us, that we've eaten the evil fruit of, and to realize that it is our time right here, right now. We're making a decision that we're going to be mature. And the Beatitudes are one of the ways of which we can get to this evolvement, to become mature. And so last week we spoke about the first four, and we're going to end the Beatitudes with the last four. Again, the Beatitudes, the last four I actually have less issue with than the original four that we talked about, but I still love the translations. And so let us move forward. So the fifth Beatitude would be, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And I think that I love, actually, mercy is great, but in this day and age, compassion is a beautiful word. And it does have a different sense. Ripe are the compassionate, upon them shall be compassion. You can't give anything unless you have it. And once you give it away, it comes back to you. It's a form of reciprocity. We talk about reciprocity in regards to money. Reciprocity is a beautiful thing that is given when we're mature or immature. It is given with our compassion and love. It's given with our joys. Once we send out joy, we can't give it out unless we have it. Same thing with the compassion. Unless we have it, we can't give it out. And the more that we give it out, the more we receive it. It's a beautiful feeling. Blessedly ripe are those who radiated from a new self within. How beautiful. Once you become your new self, the more you evolve. And what do you think that this new self within is? Who is it? The Christ. It's your higher being. It's the truth of who you are. Once you come from this, they shall be shown a waking vision. The womb of the one of God, surrounding them with compassion. The more you mature, you radiate from this Christed being, the more that you will see that what we keep talking about being one, it becomes more obvious to us. For we are one with one another. We are one with the one that is said. We are one with all. The next one says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, I've never really had a problem with this, but I still, because I once you're pure, that seems reasonable. Out of all of them, that seems reasonable, but I still love the variations. Ripe are those who are consistent in heart, whose lives radiate from a core of love. They shall contemplate the one obviously being the divine, the good. And isn't that what we always teach and preach? That within the core of us, the truth of us, which is our unity's second principle, innately, we are good because God is everywhere present. We are created in the image and likeness of God, and if God is good innately, then excellent. Let me say that again. If God is good, if God is love, and God is everywhere present, and we are created in the image and likeness of God, then we are
good.
Yes, we are. And it's about time we get that in our head. And no matter what the mistakes are that we've made, no matter what the issues are, the mistakes that we're still making, innately, in the core of our being, the truth of us is of love that is God, that is within us. And the more that we radiate from that point, the more we evolve and radiate from our new life and continue to grow and blossom, the more we will see and contemplate the one of which we are. Ripe are the consistent in heart. They shall see sacred unity everywhere. Yes, sacred unity in Aramaic is that word of God. But it's not a singular word. It's that all-knowing, that sacred unity. And I swear I didn't pull this up because it's unity. That is what research is showing. It's the translation of what God is, a sacred unity. Now, I will say that is what we teach in God. That there is a sacred unity amongst us all and amongst all living things, actually amongst everything. So, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Ripe are those who plant peace in each season. Again, remember Jesus was speaking to people who were farmers or fishermen. So most of the stories when you read the Bible are about agriculture because they could understand it. And his disciples weren't the same. Reminder, he only had the four disciples. He had Peter, his brother Andrew, James and John, which are the brothers. He had faith. He had strength. He had love. He had wisdom that he was speaking these things to. And they're original, they're foundational. And these are the foundations and the powers within ourselves that we continue to speak these truths to. Ripe are those who exert themselves, planting health and wholeness every season. It isn't just that beginning equinox. No, it's every single day. In them, a place will be prepared for oneness. A channel will be dug for unity to flow. If you continue to allow the presence and be a peacemaker, unity, yes, will flow out of you, but it will come back to you. It will be a beautiful union of God's being continue to flow in and out so that we can create heaven here on earth. Not some thing that's out there, but that we can be mature enough, that we can be ripe enough, that we can be ready for our greatness. The greatness that God wants us to have. The greatness that we continue to block and put a separation from. And all God wants to do is say, I've created all and everything, and it is good. Can you reap that with me? Are you ready? Are you ripe enough to reap the rewards of the blessings of this planet? And I say, yes, we are. Healthy are those who strike the note that unites. They shall be remembered as rays of the one unity. Healthy, healthy spiritually, healthy in all ways are those who strike the note that unites. Healthy are you that is a peacemaker because you are able to bring peace to this earth, bring peace to each and every person, create that which we are here to create, heaven here on earth. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That translates back to ripe are those who are persecuted for the sake of justice, spiritual justice, for the reign of God is in them. Once you allow yourself to be with and to find your connection with the Spirit of God, to know it, not find it, just to know it, that it exists and not block it off, you will realize that God is truly within you, just as Jesus did, just as Jesus proclaimed. That's why the Fillmores, out of all of New Thought, because New Thought really was not about God and the Jesus story, but the Fillmores hung on to it because they knew that Jesus' teaching and Jesus as the model in the Bible was our own evolution, is our own evolution. So tuned into the source are those persecuted for trying to right society's balance. To them belongs the coming kingdom and queendom. Beloved, we can and will create beauty. We can and will create. It's our mission here. It isn't just a hearsay thing. This is what we're here to do. To create love. To create joy. To be the truth of who we are, to ripen up, not allowing any sort of issues to block us from the truth of who we are, to stand forth, to stand up, and to say, yes, I am ready to be mature. I am mature, and I continue to ripen for the truth within me to continue to shine so that I realize that I am the salt of the earth, so that I realize that I am the light that blossoms and blooms forward for everyone to see, so that I can and am the example of the Christ here in manifestation, just like Jesus was trying to teach the disciples. I choose to be the disciple that listens to Jesus. I choose, then, once I get this teaching, to be the apostle who continues to be the model and to carry it forth. This is what the ripening is all about. This is what it means to be mature spiritually. And if you're not there, that isn't evil. It just is you're not ready, and that's not bad either. But I just ask, I recommend that we all come to the point where we're ready and know that we're at any point in time willing and able to be that ripe fruit, that juicy fruit, that vehicle of which greatness continues to be made manifest. And once you find that those times of struggle when you're not, I invite you to go back to the meaning of the first beatitude, which was the breath. I invite you to remember that ripe are those who find their home in the breath, in the Holy Spirit. And so the author, Neil Klotz, recommends this, that when you're feeling out of rhythm with yourself, with others, with your situation, experiment with breathing in and out. We love going to the breath. Why? Because remember that the breath is the Holy Spirit. The breath, in this moment and every moment, is our obvious connection. And he recommends that as you go to the breath, you breathe in and then you breathe out, Alaha. Everyone say Alaha. That is one of the Aramaic names for God. Alaha. Recognize that it has Allah in it. It has the Ah, one of the sacred sounds. It has it in multiple ways. And so let's do that right now. Let's get our breathing on, some deep breathing on, and just practice that for a moment and see how it feels to us. Is that all right? All right. And so let us collectively take a deep breath in. Remember, it is the Holy Spirit. It's the breath of life. And just breathe out, Alaha. I don't know about you, but my shoulders went down. Let's breathe in again. Hold it. And Alaha. And last deep breath in. Alaha. Feeling that connection, feeling our true oneness with God, with the Holy Spirit, that guides us in each and every way, that continues to move us, and to be sure that all is well. Let us also look at our affirmation for the week. And let's affirm together. I am God's love, ready to attract all that I need in life to be happy. Let us breathe that in again. Let's feel that vibration, that words. Let us soak it in. And let's say it one more time. I am God's love, ready to attract all that I need in life to be happy. And when you say this through the week, I really want you to focus in on I am God's love. If you don't say anything else, just repeat, I am God's love, because I know each and every one of you are, as am I. God bless you.